Hi, my name's Olivia Condis, and today I'm speaking with Courtney Carthy from The Mushroom Group.
Hi, I'm Courtney Carthy. I'm creative director or content director of podcasts at The Mushroom Group.
Thank you so much for meeting with me today, Courtney. So first of all, what drew you to podcasting and the audio medium?
Well, I really liked radio documentaries when I started at ABC. You know, with a longer form radio piece, you could, you know, craft it with sounds and music and, you know, really make it more immersive in a way that, you know, visual or, you know, text isn't, because there's a great quote from a professor in the University of Barcelona, I think, or a university in Barcelona. She says, like, audio is, you know, amazing because you're building your own story inside your head. You know, you're, you know, conjuring up, you know, using your imagination. Podcasting just ticked all of these boxes, where it was audio, it was immersive, it was on demand, it was global. It's not because it was podcasting, it's because podcasting just satisfied all of those things that came together so naturally to fit, you know, with podcasting.
Yeah, absolutely. And for brands, companies, or artists like the Teskey Brothers with the podcast you're producing, 180 Grams, what are the unique benefits of using a podcast to tell their story or promote themselves?
So, and this is part of the sales pitch that I would do when I would have meetings with brands, is I would say for 27 or 28 cents, you know, maybe in 2018, on Facebook, you can get somebody for like 3 seconds. For what we would ideally aim for is $1 per download for brands when we were, you know, selling, you know, pitching for content for brands. So we would aim for $1 per episode. I mean, say that's 30 minutes, you know, roughly on average, depending on how long their episodes were. It's 30 minutes of attention that, you know, you're getting from somebody, that they're spending time with your brand or your artist or whoever. Which, if you extrapolate 27 cents at 3 seconds out to 30 minutes, so 30 times 60, you know, like, it becomes horrendously expensive to get 30 minutes of attention from somebody on Facebook. But podcasting really does that, where you can tell a story that creates empathy, that's complex, that, you know, ideally people will share, that people will remember. And that's something that that other media, you know, just doesn't have.
Yeah, fantastic. And speaking specifically on artists utilizing podcasting, do you think that more artists, whether it be musicians, theatre makers, actors, whatever, using podcasts to share their stories could be a future strategy to boost audience engagement or help audiences realise more value in their work?
Definitely. Because, artists, you know, whatever sort of medium they're using, they're telling a story, they're thinking about, you know, how that, you know, comes together, how it begins, you know, like, whether that be like begins them creating it or like the story beginning. And I mean, speech is a great way to connect with an audience, or, you know, with people that, you know, you'd like to see your work. Practically, you know, it's reasonably, you know, the financial barriers are reasonably low. You know, it's not video. You don't have to get the video editor and all the equipment and everything, that sort of stuff. But it's a very easy way to convey, you know, the story and get people to understand the meaning behind, you know, your work.
What do you think it is about podcasts that have made them so popular recently?
One is like the media attention that they get. So like true crime in the news and all that sort of stuff. Money going into podcasting. So I would say, yeah, public awareness, the money coming into it, the fact that people talk about it. You know, if you find a really good podcast, and I think in Australia, Teacher's Pet is a good one, where people would like listen to it and then want to talk about it because they've got the deep understanding of the, you know, of the content and the story, or a deep understanding of the story through the content, and then they're able to form a really, you know, a good opinion that, you know, that they've, you know, generated over the hours listening to the content, and then they want to share it and find somebody who else knows about it, and they talk about it and spend a lot of time talking about it.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much for speaking with me today, Courtney.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.